everyone. Welcome to M2F Story. Today, I am going to share with you You Have Been Dressing as a Girl, Part 3, written by Janet L. Stickney. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. Just look in the boxes, Janet, and quit fussing so much. Mary opened one of the boxes, and I saw a perfect boob. She told me they attach right to the skin, and after an hour or so, they conduct body heat. These are a size A, which is what you are now. Take your tee off and let's try it. I picked it up in my hand, and it sure did feel like the real thing. It was even a very close match to my skin color. I peeled off the tee, then my bra, and carefully removed the tape. Mary used the glue to attach them to my chest in exactly the right place. Looking in the mirror, I could not see the seams, and they looked as if they were my own. Put your bra on, and we can find you a better suit, which will now be a lot easier, I'll bet. She was right. The minute I had my bra on, I knew that I could wear almost anything. And the swimsuit I picked out was a lot like the one I discarded the first time. It fit like paint, but this time I had no uncertain bulges or lacked anything to fill it out. Even my hips, padded with the foam from the panty brief Mary gave me, were rounded, and I seemed to have a smaller waist. All in all, not bad, I thought. I changed back to my shorts and tee and joined Mary as she headed for my favorite place. Cindy's Palace was a haven for luxurious lingerie. I had been there a few times on the pretense of just looking, but now I could do more than just look, and Mary knew it. As I walked around the store, I saw a lot of things I wanted, satin panties for one, but Mary drifted to the corset section and began to wave at me. You might want to get one of these, Janet. It will help you have a shapelier figure. I have one myself. I looked at them, all satin and lace, a few strings, and I wanted one, so I nodded my head, yes. Mary borrowed a tape, measured me, and we bought one in plain white. Not my choice in color, but Mary said it was more useful. From there, we went to a costume jewelry shop where I picked up a dozen earrings, some bracelets, and a few necklaces, and a cheap gold watch. Mom also said to get you a nice dress or two of your own, Janet. Let's go to CJ Dimes and see what they have. By the time we left the mall, I had two new dresses of my own, a dozen new panties and two new bras with three new skirts and blouses, not including the other stuff we bought. Mary and I had done some serious damage to Mom's credit card, and I wondered what she would say about it. From the moment my nails had been done, I had worried that it would take forever to get used to them, but after an hour or so of shopping, it became second nature, and I no longer thought about it anymore. Only the flash of red whenever I moved my hands reminded me that I now had very feminine-looking hands. Mary and I dragged everything into the house without even thinking. And when Mom saw me, I thought she was going to faint. You look so different, Janet. Your hair and nails. That's not all, Mom. You haven't seen the best part yet. What does that mean? Exactly, Mary? Show her Janet. I pulled up my tee and Mom saw my obvious cleavage. So? Take your bra off, Janet. I reached back and unsnapped it, then held it up with my tee. Then Mom gasped. Oh my God. You've got boobs. I stood there as she inched closer. Then she saw the thin seam. Pretty good, Mom? I'll say. And then she relaxed and looked at Mary and I. Just how long do those stay on like that? The instruction sheet said a month. Then she has to take them off to clean them and let her skin breath for an hour or so. Mary had forgot to mention that little tidbit when she attached them. Now I really was committed. Well, Ken called and said he was on his way over. And that was just a few moments ago, so you better go up and straighten things out, Janet. Mary and I carried everything to my room, and I quickly refastened my bra and touched up my lipstick. I can hardly wait to see his reaction to you in the new swimsuit you bought, Janet. Hell, I'm still getting used to having a sister. This is something I have dreamed about for so long that I can't remember, Mary. But please don't tell anyone, especially Mom. Janet, she already knows that. Why do you think she let us use her credit card? I heard the doorbell ring and started to go answer it when Mary held me back. Make them wait, Janet. Always make them wait. They expect it, and we get to make an entrance. I heard Mom answer the door while Mary suggested that I change into a more revealing top. I have just the one. Wait here. What she handed me was a wisp of a pullover top. Black. It had two straps over the shoulders with a square-cut neckline, which showed off a lot of my brand new charms. Wear it without a bra. Janet, the straps are too narrow for a bra. I quickly took it off and had the top back on. He's really going to love that look, Janet. I missed the glint in her eye completely. Mom called up for me, and I opened the door, walking down the stairs carefully and as femininely as I could. Ken was there, watching every step I took, his mouth wide open in surprise. "And I thought you looked good last night." "Thank you. Why don't you kids use the patio? Mary and I have some things to do." I knew by the look on her face that Mom knew that I was braless, but she didn't say anything else as I led the way with Ken right behind me. Sitting at the table, he was still staring at me, his eyes telling me that he also knew that I had no bra on. "Tell me why all of this, Kenny. You know I'm not a girl, yet you." He held up his hand and I stopped. "You like to dress as a girl and found the courage to admit it last night, which gave me the courage to say that I'm very attracted to you." That left me speechless because Ken was well known for dating the best-looking girls. "None of the girls have been able to hold my attention for very long, which you, of all people, certainly know about Janet. I like them and all, but they all seem to be airheads, and I know for sure that you, on the other hand, are a male, but you sure look fantastic as a girl, which solves a lot of problems for both of us, doesn't it? You can go out with me and have fun, while I can be with a pretty girl that isn't an airhead. The minute I saw you last night, I knew.
That's why I kissed you. I had to know for sure that what I felt last night was real. And now I do. On top of all of that, you're my best friend."
The way he looked at me was so different, his touch so electric, his crooked smile so enchanting. Still confused by what had happened in just a few days, without a guide to tell me right from wrong, I started to cry. My dream had come true, and yet I was so filled with fear that at times I felt as if I was freezing in place. Ken, my friend of many years, had kissed me, knowing who I am, and I liked it. I liked it so much I tasted him for hours after, his aftershave lingering until I slept. My tears dripped on my cheek, a thin streak of black caressing my cheeks. My body was quivering as I tried to regain my composure. Then all at once, he pulled me to my feet and held me to him. His arms went around me as he held me tight.
"Janet."
I turned and he placed his lips on mine, gently at first, then with passion. My arms went around his neck, unable or afraid to let go. Finally. "Ken, you want a female that you can be with and so on, and I assume you want her to be equipped like one." "Well, I'm not. At least not now. After last night, when I wasn't even sure I wanted to come down those stairs like this. But I did. I know it's the real thing, Ken. I guess I want to be a girl more than I imagined. And now that I have the chance, I like everything about it. But being with you would be a lie for both of us, wouldn't it?" He said nothing, and all we did was look at each other. "I was afraid that was what you would say, but I don't really care. You're my friend and always have been, so why can't we at least date?" "This is ridiculous, Ken. I only look like a girl." "You're a very attractive girl, Janet Grant, and I intend to make you my girl, regardless of what anyone says." Then he took my hand in his. I was thoroughly stunned at what he had said. I had not planned on this in any way, but now I had to make a decision. My hands flashed red again, and I realized that I was going to be Janet for a long time, so my mind simply told me to be the girl I wanted to be. "What now, Ken?" "Now you let me take you to dinner tonight, real fancy, and then you and I go to the Point tomorrow." Ken and I had known each other for years, as close as two people can be, yet I had held a secret dear to my heart, unable to find the strength to tell him, and in a way we had both suffered from it. Now it was all out in the open. I wanted to be a girl, and he wanted to be my boyfriend. In theory, it should have worked for both of us, so why was I so nervous? He sat back in his chair and looked at me, then smiled. "It took a lot of guts for you to do this, Janet. Not many guys would admit they want to be a girl, but you have, and as far as I'm concerned, that's harder than me saying I want to be with you as more than a friend. What you're doing is very visual, and people can tell in an instant that you're a girl, or seem to be. If you did this badly, it would be terrible, but you do it very well. Me, I don't wear a sign that says I like a boy that looks like a girl on it, and most people wouldn't ever know. If I go to the Point tomorrow, Janet, I'll be bringing my best friend along, which is you. Right now, I'm going home so that you have time to get ready for one really nice dinner tonight." He got up, and I watched him as he walked away. I was left sitting there wondering about Ken and I. I watched him as he walked across the yard to his house. Then Mom joined me at the table.
"Trouble, honey?"
"Ken said he is attracted to me, Mom.
I never expected or wanted this. Now what do I do?"
Why, you go out with him and have a nice time. You two have known each other almost since birth, and now that you have decided to openly dress as a girl, he knows why you're such good friends. But his admiration and friendship for you has now turned into something more, and I'll bet you feel it too. But Mom,
remember when I told you that you would have to face the consequences sooner or later? Well, now is the time. All your life you have been sneaking around and dressing up as a girl, hiding and being secretive. But I could always tell when you had dressed up.
I have decided that now is the time for you to have the chance to become that girl and experience what it means. And being a girl includes dating. But I never expected to date Mom. I just like to dress up once in a while, and now this. Ken was serious, Mom. He wants me to be his girl.
She sat back and asked me if I had ever been turned down by a girl.
Sure, most guys have Mom.
That's because the girl has the right to say no. And if you really feel this way about Ken, then simply say no.
She was right, of course. But I didn't want to say no, and yet at the same time, I felt like I had to, just to save my own self-esteem. I was a bundle of nerves, and Mom knew it. Even if I disregard what Mary says, my own eyes don't lie, Janet. You did something to give yourself a smooth and very feminine-looking front. Then you let Mary attach those breast forms to your chest. You had your hair and nails done, your ears pierced, and now you're making a fuss. You let all of that happen because you wanted it to happen, and now you have to live with it. Whether you're scared or not, the fact is that you could have said no at any time and didn't. I can only assume that this is exactly what you planned on, or at least wanted all along. And now that you have become a girl, at least visually, and attracted some attention from Ken, all at once you're ready to quit. Well, from what Mary said, you have at least a month with those boobs on your chest, so you might as well make the best of it.
I almost started to cry again, but Mom put her hand on mine, then, I'm right, aren't I? I nodded my head yes, because everything she had said was true, but I had been afraid to admit it, even to myself.
Ken is coming over to take you to dinner tonight. Special, I think he said. So why not the two of us find you a sexy dress to wear and get you dressed?
What could I do?
I again nodded my head yes. Mom followed me to my room, then shut the door.
I want to see how you manage to hide things. I slipped off the top and let the shorts hit the floor.
When Mom saw the way the breast forms looked, she sucked in her breath, but stayed silent. My panties were last, the foam pads bouncing when they hit the floor. Then I stood there totally naked in front of her.
For a moment, she said nothing at all. Then she started to giggle.
My mother was giggling.
Am I that funny to look at? Of course not. You look fantastic. And if I had not seen this, I wouldn't have believed it. Other than those skinny hips of yours, you look terrific. And I know that Ken will think so too. That made me start to cry, and Mom held me tightly in her arms. You are what you are. So quit worrying so much about it and make the best of it. Obviously, you want to live the life of a girl, so do it. But always do your best. As my tears soaked into her blouse, she quietly told me to go clean up and wash the makeup off.
I wore a plastic cap in the shower, another first for me. I shaved as close as possible and made sure my skin was silky smooth. Then I used a sweet lotion to soften my skin. Mom had left the room, but on the bed was a dress, along with all of the lingerie I would need. I slipped into clean panties and sat at the vanity to do my makeup. I took my time and did it exactly like Mom showed me earlier. Once I had the foundation and powder on, I started on my eyes. Eyeshadow was about the only thing I thought I did well, and as I picked up the swab, I began to smile. Soft plum, then a light gray followed by a thin line of coral under my eyebrows. Deep black eyeliner on the upper lid, then with black pencil to finish outlining my eyes. Black mascara to make the lashes thicker and coral blusher on each cheek. Then I used Mom's powder to dust my body and started to get dressed. First came the foam pads that I slipped into my panties, then the panty brief and pantyhose. On the bed was the corset that Mary had picked out for me, and as I fastened up the 11 hooks in the front, I felt my waist shrinking. Then I pulled the laces as tight as I could stand and my waist grew even smaller. I picked up the dress. It was one of Mom's best ones, and held it against me before I slipped it over my head and zipped it up. The material closed around my new shape, easily accenting my now small waist and revealing the cresting cleavage caused by the tight corset in the square-cut neckline. The hem of the dress was modestly above the knees, enough to provoke without being lewd, tight enough to show my figure, yet let me move without straining the material. I called to Mom, and she came in to straighten out my hair.
You look lovely, Janet. I just know that Ken will find you irresistible tonight.
There was nothing I could say to that because it was already true. Just the degree of his attraction to me was at issue. I wore gold and black chandelier earrings with a choker necklace to match, with a gold watch and a ring Mom pressed into my hand.
This was mine when I was your age. Why don't you wear it?
I had to use some soap to get it on, the small diamond glinting in the light. The shoes were black patent leather, and as I stepped into them, I felt my calves tighten and my butt move upward. The perfume Mom gave me was brand new.
I bought this for you. I hope you like it.
I put it on my wrists, neck, and elbows, then traced my lips in a color to match my nails. My purse lay on the bed, and I put my wallet, lipstick, and some tissue in it, ready to wait in the family room. No, you wait here, Janet. I'll call you, and that way you can make another entrance. As I waited in my room, I looked in the mirror and realized that this is exactly what I had dreamed of for so long. To be all dressed up and have a date, as a girl, of course. No matter what angle I tried, there was no sign of my old self. Just a 16-year-old girl trying her best to look sexy and succeeding. Ken was right on time. And when Mom called me, I slowly walked down those stairs, watching as Ken's mouth opened, then closed, a smile creasing his face. The delight I saw on his face must have been matched by my own look, because Mom quickly had us stand together as she took our picture. Ken took my arm and led me to the car, then drove us to Four's, a popular restaurant by the river. God, you look beautiful, Janet. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. And if you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story and show your support on Patreon.